The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin. Gemara on Amud Beis brings a few members of Rav Yitzchak. One of them goes as follows. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak said, Chayiv Adam, Mahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. A person is mechuyev, he's obligated to mekabel the panim of his Rebbe on the Yom Tov, on the Regel. He's mechuyev to go visit his Rebbe and see his Rebbe on Yom Tov. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Madua Adelecha Esei Lov Hayoim, why are you going to him today to go visit the Navi? L'chodesh v'shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Mechlal, we see from this, the v'chodesh v'shabbos yibolo v'mezel, if it will be Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, then it would be the right thing for her to go. Then her husband would have understood why she was going to visit the Navi. Then it would make sense. Since it wasn't a Chodesh or a Shabbos, her husband was asking her why she was going to visit the Navi. We see from this that on a Chodesh or on a Shabbos, it is the normal thing and it is the expected thing to go visit the Rebbe, to go visit the Navi. This is what it says in the Gemara. The Turi Evan asks Akasha on the Gemara that the Gemara starts with one thing and switches to a different thing. The Gemara starts off with a person is mechuyev to visit his Rebbe on a regel, which usually means one of the Shalosh Regalim, either Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos. And the Gemara finishes by learning from a Pasuk that on a Shabbos or on a Rosh Chodesh one should visit his Rebbe. Are we talking about Shalosh Regalim, or are we talking about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara should learn from this Pasuk that one should visit his Rebbe every Shabbos or every Rosh Chodesh. And if the Pasuk is referring to Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, we see nothing about Yom Tovim. Maybe if Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh wants to visit his Rebbe, maybe we could say Yom Tovim also. It should be no worse, it should be equal. But how does the Gemara learn a halacha about Yom Tov from a pasuk that's talking about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? And the Gemara does not derive any halacha about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh from this pasuk. Only a halacha that wants to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. So the Turi Yavin wants to say that Shabbos does not mean what we think Shabbos means in this pasuk. Shabbos in this pasuk refers to one thing, not what Shabbos usually refers to. And Chodesh also does not refer to what Chodesh usually refers to. Shabbos refers to the Shalosh Regalim, the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And Chodesh refers to Rosh Hashanah. It does not refer to every Rosh Chodesh. It refers specifically to Rosh Hashanah. And the Turi Yavin takes out from this Gemara that one is mechuyev to visit his Rebbe not only on the Shalosh Regalim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, but also on Rosh Hashanah. And in Kippur he does not have to, but on Rosh Hashanah, Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos, one is mechuyev to visit his Rebbe. This is what the Turi Yavin takes out from this Gemara. Really, this issue is dealt with by the Rishonim. The Ritva, the Chedusha Ritva, he's also really bothered by this problem, and he says as follows. He says that if the Rebbe is in a faraway place, then it's good enough to see him Pamachas Berego, once a Rego. But if he's Chutzlir outside of the city, the Mokov Karav in a close place, then Pamachas Beshvua, once a week, Oyo Chedesh, or once a month. V'zeosh Amar, and that's what he said, Madu Adelachasla, why are you going to visit him Hayoim today? L'Chedesh L'Shabbos Yesh Mishah Shir Yisai Sai. It hasn't been a month, it hasn't been a Shabbos since the last time you saw the Navi. And if you'll be far away place, if you'll be in a far away place, then you'll go visit them Pamach Berego, once a Rego. The implication of the Ritva actually is that there's no specific reason to visit the Rebbe on Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh itself. This is just a measure of frequency of how often one should see his Rebbe. That if it's in a close place, you should see him at least once a week. A Shabbos should not go by without seeing him. You should see his Rebbe once a week. If the Rebbe is maybe a little farther away place, then once a month, Pamach Berchodesh, once a month. If the Rebbe is really in a faraway place, then Pamach's Berego, once by every Yom Tov is good enough. You go visit on Yom Tov, or even before Yom Tov, not necessarily on Yom Tov. One should not go the whole Sukkot to Pesach, the whole Pesach to Shavuos. One should not go a whole time period of Regel to Regel, of Yom Tov to Yom Tov, without seeing his Rebbe. But from the Ritva, we also see a terrace to the Turi Yavin's Kasha, while we start off with Regel and we end off with Shavuos or Chodesh. If the Rebbe lives close by, then it's once a week or once a month. If the Rebbe lives farther away, then it's once a Regel. Really, if one looks carefully in the Ritva, he also says that if the Rebbe is Be'ir, if he's in the same city, Chayav L'Rois to B'chol Yoyim, then you have to see him every day, and you can't get away without that. You're supposed to see the Rebbe every day. We'll soon see where the Makar for this Ritva probably is, which Gemara the Ritva got the halacha of visiting the Rebbe every day from. The other part of the Ritva that we just said, that if the Rebbe is close by, it's once a week or once a month, and if he's farther away, it's once a Rego, really comes from the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chanan on the Gemara. If you look at Rabbeinu Chanan on the side of our Gemara, it's printed by us in the Gemara, and Rabbeinu Chanan on the side of the Gemara, he had Upavakshinon, that the Gemara asked, Rabbi Regal Amarna, the Gemara actually asked his Kasha, the Turi Yavin asked his Kasha, because the Turi Yavin had our Girsa in the Gemara, which is a short memra, learning it from a pasuk, this halacha, of Chayim Adam Lahakup Ne'Rabbi Regal, but Rabbeinu Chanan was Gairis, he had in the Gemara, that the Gemara asked, Rabbi Regal Amarna, who just said you have to visit the Rabbi Regal, on the Yom Tov, and now, we're being Sukma, talk about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Uparkina, we answer, the Gemara answers him, Rabbi Sharv, Makam Karvla, if his Rabbi lives in a place close by to him, Chayav Hakwa Panu Bacho Chodesh Shabbos. Then you have to visit him every Chodesh, every Shabbos. Then we walk around, he's far away, Chayav Akbilo Beregel. Then you have to visit him on the Regel. So now we have two Shitas here. We have a Turi Yavin, who says the one must visit his Rabbi 4 times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and also Rosh Hashanah, based on the way that Tereven deals with his kasha on the Gemara. And we have the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananu under Tzva, that if the Rebbe is close by, it's Shabbos and Chodesh. If he's farther away, it's a Regel. The Tzva also added two things. The Tzva left us with the implication that it's not necessarily on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh itself. It's rather once a week, once a month, and farther away than once by every Yom Tov. And also, the Tzva told us that if the Rebbe is mamish in the same city as the Talmud lives, Talmud is living in the same city as his Rebbe, then he should make sure to see his Rebbe every day. Now, this halacha of Chayv Adam Lekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shari Tshuva in the end of Hilchos Yom Tov, in the last Siman of Hilchos Yom Tov, that's Aruch Chayim Siman Tov Kuf Chof Tes, in the end of Sivkot Beis, after discussing many other dinim of Yom Tov, he brings as follows, he brings that the Shari Tshuva is Nodav Yehuda, Nodav Yehuda, discusses the local Kabbalah Sinei Rabbi Beregel, one visiting his Rebbe on Yom Tov, and he explains that he's talking about a case where the person is not going to learn by the Rebbe. The only reason he'll be going is to call upon him to visit him to see him on Yom Tov. And he brings up, the Yehuda says that nowadays that we don't have a Beis Mikdash and we don't go up to see the Shekhinah in the Beis Mikdash, we no longer have a chiyuv to go see for one to go see his Rebbe. It's proper, it's a correct thing, it's a good thing a person should do to go visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov, but since we don't go and see the Shekhinah in the Beis Mikdash, we also don't have a chiyuv for one to go visit his Rebbe in our times. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch, which only tells us dinim which are negei in our times during the Golus, that's why the Shulchan Aruch does not bring this halacha of our Gemara Chayv on the Kabbalah of the Rabbi Beregel, because this chiyuv action does not exist in our times. This is all the Shari Tshuva brings from the Nadav Yehuda. If we look at the Nadav Yehuda inside, then we can come to a proper understanding of what the Nadav Yehuda is trying to say. The Shaila of this question was actually posed to the Nadav Yehuda by Bishai Picker, Bishai Berlin. He's the one who sent this kasha to the Nadav Yehuda. He wants to know why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch completely leave out this member, the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, that one is mechuyav to visit his Rebbe Beregel on Yom Tov. He says it's brought down our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's the same that the Gemara mentions in Sukkot of Chavzayinu Mabez. The Gemara assumes that's a correct halacha, that the Rambam passed this halacha. Why did the Torah and Shulchan Aruch not pass the halacha of our Gemara? And so, the Nadav Yehuda says as follows. He says that really there's a kasha in the Gemara. The kasha is actually a Tori Evans kasha. This kasha, that the Gemara starts off, Chayv on Mahakuk Pnei Rabbi Beregel, one of those Rabbi on Yom Tov. And then the Gemara finishes up by bringing a pasuk about that talks about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, and says that you see that Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, once you visit his Rabbi, we start off with Regel, and we finish up with Chodesh and Shabbos. He mentions the Nadav that the Ritva discussed this a little bit, but he doesn't like the Ritva's territory. He doesn't like what the Ritva says. He wants to say as follows, Nadav. He wants to say that from this pasuk we learn out that Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, anytime there's extra Kedusha, it's the Shabbos Kedusha, there's more Kedusha. Even Rosh Chodesh is extra Kedusha, he says. You see, we bring a Karam Musaf. Whenever there's extra Kedusha, it's a good time. It's a time that it's appropriate for one to visit his Rebbe. And he can gain from the Rebbe, from the extra Shef of Kedusha, it's an opportunity that one could shtag and could gain and benefit in Ruchnias from his Rebbe. And therefore, we know that the same way it's a Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, certainly Regolim, Yom Tov will be included in this. However, he says as follows. He says that it cannot be a chiyuv for one to visit his Rebbe every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh, because the same way the halach is that the Gemara says the Kedushin, that Talmud is not mechuyav to stand up for his Rebbe more than twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. The Gemara is talking about a case where there are Talmidim sitting all in the same place, and if the Rebbe walks in the middle of the day, everyone knows that all the Talmidim already stood up in the morning, and therefore there's no issue of Maris Ayin. No one would suspect that the Talmud is not showing proper derech eretz for his Rebbe. So the Gemara says then, this is Gepasta in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, that the Talmidim only stand up for the Rebbe once in the morning and once in the evening. And the reason is because the Kavod of the Rebbe should not be any greater than the Kavod Shemayim, the Kavod of Hashem. In the same way we say Krishma, where the Kavod called Omak Shemayim, once in the morning in Shachris and once at night by Ma'ariv, once in the morning, once in the evening. So the same applies for the Kavod of the Rebbe, the one stands up for his Rebbe once in the morning and once in the evening. Now it's clear the way the Rav Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, the one's allowed to stand up for the Rebbe additional times, and could be he gets the Kiyam Mitzvah when he does it, but he's not mechuyav to stand up for his Rebbe additional times, only once in the morning and once in the evening, because the Kavod of the Rebbe cannot be any bigger than Kavod Shemayim, than the Kavod of Hashem. So based on this, the Nadav Yehuda wants to say that the same would apply with Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi, with going to visit the Rebbe in order to see the Rebbe. And let us just explain that the Nadav Yehuda He doesn't bring this, but he's coming off the Rambam. The Rambam, who passes our Gemara, brings our Gemara of Kabbalah to the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's not brought down by the Lachos of Yom Tov at all. It's brought down the Lachos of Talmud Torah. Parakeh of Hilchos Talmud Torah discusses the Lachos of having covered for one's Rebbe. The Rambam starts off in the beginning of Parakeh. K'shem sh'adam mitzvah v'kavod avav yirasei. Same way one is commanded to have covered for his father, and Mura, respect and fear for his father. Kachus Chayim, the covered Rabbi of Yerusha, he's Mukhiv to have covered and Yira and fear of his Rebbe more than his father. And then the Rabbi goes on to explain different halachos of covered and murder one must have for his Rebbe. And that's what this whole parak discusses. A Talmud's not allowed to call Rebbe by his name. A Talmud's not allowed to daven in certain positions near his Rebbe. He should not sit in his Rebbe's seat. He should not contradict his Rebbe. And then in Parakei Lachazayin, the Rambam says, the Chayim Lam of Rebbe, one must stand up for his Rebbe when he sees him, as soon as he comes within his eyes, within his view, and he must remain standing until the Rebbe is out of sight. And then the Rambam says, the Chayim Adam Lahakto Pani Rabbi Baragon. Also, one is Mechuyiv to go see his Rebbe on Yom Tov. So the Rambam puts these two halachos together, the halacha of standing up for one's Rebbe, and the halacha of going to visit one's Rebbe on Yom Tov. So now we can understand what Nabi is saying. These halachos are both halachos in the halachos of covered rabbi, the covered one must have for his Rebbe. And the same way in the halacha of covered rabbi that says the one must stand up for his Rebbe, we say the chiyuv cannot be any bigger than the chiyuv of Beit Shemayim. So the same applies over here, that the chiyuv to visit his Rebbe can't be any bigger than the chiyuv to visit the Malkum HaShechinah, the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Nabi says that really, it would be the right thing for one to visit his Rebbe on Chayit, every Rosh Chodesh, every Shabbos, and every Yom Tov. But since the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, we only go to see the Malkum HaShechinah, to visit the Malkum HaShechinah on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Shalosh Regalim, so therefore there cannot be a chiyuv for one to visit his Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. But really, the same way one who stands up for his Rebbe additional times in the day, besides the morning and evening, he gets a mitzvah. This is also a mitzvah if one goes to visit his Rebbe additional times. But the chiyuv is only on the Shalosh Regalim. Based on this, the Yidus says that nowadays that we don't go to the Oile Regel. He says, although we pass that there is Kedusha in the Malkum HaMikdash today, but since we cannot bring the Karbonis, the Oile HaTzri'iyah, the Shana HaChagiga, therefore it does not apply the Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. And really it's something we should be doing, we should be visiting the Malkum HaShechinah. But the Mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel does not apply nowadays. So therefore, the Mitzvah, the Chiv, the Mekabel Pani Rabbah does not exist nowadays. However, he says that certainly on Derech HaMusar, he says, it's definitely the right thing with Salim Musa for one to go visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. The concept we could derive from this Gemara that one should visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov, and he presumably means also on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh if it's possible, but the Chiyuv cannot exist nowadays. This is how the Nabi Yehuda answers the Mishaya Fix Kashan. And based on this, Nabi Yehuda passes that halacha that nowadays there is no Chiyuv for one to visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. Now the later Acharonim take issue with this Nabi Yehuda. They bring a Gemara and Sukkot of Yudim and Beis that discusses how Rav Chista, Rabbi Rav Huna, they went to visit the Reish Kalusa. And the Reish Kalusa told them to go to sleep, and it was on Sukkot, told them to sleep in the Sukkah, which according to a certain member of Rav Chista, Rabbi Rav Huna, that Sukkah should have been possible. So Machlekes, based on their personal Shita, the Sukkah should have been possible. And they went into the Sukkah, and they went to sleep in that Sukkah. And they didn't say that we don't believe that the Sukkah is kosher, we think it's possible, we can't sleep here. And he asked them, were there a Rabbanu Chayzer from the Shmua? Were you Chayzer from your member? Did you back off? And now you agree that the Sukkah is kosher? You hold like the other man, the Omer, holds the Sukkah is kosher, like a Nachman? And they said, no, I'm not Shluch HaMitzvah now. We are Shluch HaMitzvah now. And we're Potter in the Sukkah. And since we're Potter in the Sukkah, that's why we're willing to sleep here. And Rashi explains why we're the Shluch HaMitzvah. Rashi says, they went Lahakup in the Reish Golo, because they went to visit the Reish Golusa. The Chayiv Adam Lahakup in the Rabbi Beregel. Because one is obligated to visit his Rabbi Beregel, who Patrina, and therefore we're Potter from the Mitzvah Sukkah. Like it says in the Mishnah, Shluch HaMitzvah, Potter in the Sukkah. Shluch HaMitzvah is Potter in the Sukkah. So you see from this Gemara and this Rashi, and this was going on after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, these Amoraim, they lived in Babel, definitely after the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and still they felt that they're doing nafsa mitzvah, the mekal pani rabbam, of going to visit their Rebbe, the Reish Kalusa. It was to the point that they were potter from the mitzvah sukkah, shlucha mitzvah, potter from the sukkah, they were potter from the sukkah. So we see now the Nagvi, we see that the mitzvah, it's a full-fledged mitzvah, even in our times. And indeed, the Aruch Lener, Sukkot Av Chozayin, where our Gemara is mentioned also, he also argues with Nabi Yehuda, and he takes the opposite approach. He says the reason why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't quote this halacha is because the Shulchan Aruch actually have the opinion that there's really a mitzvah for one to visit his Rebbe every single day. And one doesn't have to wait for Yom Tov to make this mitzvah. The mitzvah applies every single day, every day of the year. And although these Amoraim, who say this member of Yitzchak and others who go with this member might believe it's only on Yom Tov or on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, but the Psak Halacha is based on the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Tishvav, the Magen Avraham learns up in the Shulchan Aruch there, that even on Tishvav there's a mitzvah for one to visit his Rebbe, therefore he's allowed to go through water, he doesn't have to worry about the issue of Rechitza, of bathing on Tishvav, because there's a mitzvah for one to visit his Rebbe even on Tishvav. You see, that's how the Rambam understood the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Aruch Lener says, Mekaris from the Gemara Chagiga, Hein Mebeis, And this Gemara Chagiga is presumably the Makar of the Ritzvah also, that we mentioned that the Ritzvah says that if the Rebbe lives in the same year as the Talmud, then the Talmud has to visit the Rebbe every single day. It's only if he's not in the same year, not in the same city, then it's either every month or every week, or it's farther away, it's once by every regal. This is probably the Makar of the Ritzvah as well. And the Gemara says that there was a Talmud Chacham, a Tzumer Rabban, who came to the city, and Reb Chiya and Rebbe, they went to visit him. Reb Chiya wanted to tell Rebbe that he doesn't have to go visit him because he's a Nasi. Rebbe insisted on going alone. When they went to visit him after at the end, when this Tzumer Rabban, this Talmud Chacham, was walking them out, he told them, "Atam ikvaltam panam anirim v'inam royim." This is Talmud Chacham when they came to visit. He was blind, he couldn't see. You came to mekabel panam from the one who's seen, but he can't see. You should be zeichel hakel panam aroyim v'inam nirim. You should be zeichel kabel panei shechina, the shechina which sees and cannot be seen. And Rebbe told Reb Chiya, "It's a good thing I came along. If you would have stopped me from coming along, I would have missed out on this bracha." And the Gemara says, "Where did they get this idea that such a chashuv thing to go visit the Talmud Chacham, the Tzumer Rabban who comes to town?" They got this idea from Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov ish kfar chitaya. He would visit Rebbe every single day. When he got old and was hard for him, his Rebbe told him that he shouldn't come. It's too hard for him, and he insisted on coming. He brought a raya from the Pasuk of Tehillim, the way he dashed the Pasuk of Tehillim, how much of a schus it is that person is zeichet to, he's zeichet to nischis in Olam Haba, because he goes to see his Rebbe. And this also, you see, there's a reason to visit one's Rebbe every day. Rebbe Yaakov Ishkfar Chitaya insisted on visiting his Rebbe every single day, even when it was very hard for him. So the Aruch HaNer takes the opposite approach. He says as much as possible, as much as every single day one should visit his Rebbe. And really this is the Shita of the Ritzvah as well. Now the Yehuda is taking the opposite approach. He says the whole Inyan is only when there's the time of the Tzeves Kedusha, like Shabbos or Shchedesh and Yom Tov. The Chiv can only be on Yom Tov when there's a Chiv Alila Regal. And nowadays we're not Alila Regal, so then there's no Chiv at all. The Turi Evan, we said, holds that this mitzvah exists four times a year. On Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah. These are the different shitas in the Kabbalah and the Rabbah, how often one has to visit his Rebbe, whether it's on Yom Tov, including Rosh Hashanah, or not including Rosh Hashanah, whether it's every day, or maybe in our times, the Chiv does not exist at all, but Mitzvah Musar is definitely worthy for one to visit his Rebbe when possible, and especially on Yom Tov, when the mitzvah used to exist, according to everybody, even according to another Yehuda. Whether the mitzvah to visit on Yom Tov applies only on Yom Tov or even on Chol HaMoed, can one be yetzis this mitzvah by doing on Chol HaMoed? In Sukkah Chazayin and Abayis, the Mashmoyis of Rashi is that it can only be done Yom Tov, because the Gemara says there that one only has this mitzvah, you can go back and forth in one day, you can make it back home on that day. And Rashi is trying to figure out how on Yom Tov it's possible one can't go out of the Tchum, they can make Erev Tchum, and they can go up to 4,000 Amos out of the year, but how is it possible that it would be too far for one to go back and forth in one day? Rashi says maybe he's talking about throwing the start of the trip on Erev Yom Tov, and he continued on Yom Tov. That's how it could be such a long trip that one can make on Yom Tov and not make it back and forth in one day. Rashi does not want to learn that we're talking about Chol HaMoed, the Ritzvah and Sukkah. Says right away, we're talking about Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, one can make a long trip, travel very far, that he would not make it back and forth in one day. This that we're mentioning for the Gemara and Sukkah, that only if one can make it back and forth in one day is the mitzvah of Kalpani Rabbi, and that's a Rashi and the Ritzvah explaining. The Rambam, as we mentioned, the Rambam before Nichols Talmud Torah says the one is Mukhir to visit his Rabbi on Yom Tov. The Rambam does not give this specification that's only if he can make it back and forth in one day. The Kassim Mishnah says that the Rambam understood that only those Amoram and the Gemara and Sukkah, Chavzayin and Beis like that, others argue, the Lacham Mishnah Blav Shver, he leaves off this difficulty, he doesn't know Shan the Rambam, why the Rambam seems to imply that one must visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov under all circumstances, and even if he cannot make it back and forth in one day. The Aruch HaNer brings this Gemara and Sukkah Daf Yud that we mentioned before about Rabbi Ravuna and Chista, they went to visit the Reish Kalusa, and it seems that they're sleeping overnight in the Reish Kalusa Sukkah, they're not making it home that day. And still they said there's Shlucha Mitzvah, there was the Mitzvah of Kabbalah Sner Rabbi. And Aruch HaNer says, maybe this Gemara, Rav Chista, Rabbi Ravuna, that's the source of the Rambam to Paskin, that even if one cannot make it back and forth in one day, still he has the Mitzvah of the Kalpani Rabbi. So the Mitzvah of the Kalpani Rabbi, Rag Rego, it's a Machlekes, if one can be Yates on Chol HaMoed. Obviously, if one can't do it on Yom Tov, we should try to do it on Chol HaMoed, be Yates the Shita of the Ritzvah. Especially because the Ritzvah seems to hold that the Mitzvah is not just the Yom Tov itself, but rather one should not go longer than a week or a month or for Yom Tov to Yom Tov without visiting his Rebbe. And even if he cannot make it back and forth in one day, although the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is, he does not have the mitzvah, from the Rambam, the way the Farshim take out from the Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah, the Chemishnah, Aruch HaNer, it seems that the Loch Lamayis that comes out from the Rambam is even if one cannot make it back and forth in one day, he still has the mitzvah of Kavos Nei Rabbi, of visiting his Rabbi on Yom Tov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.